Well, Mr. Race inserted a blind ad in the Post saying he had $7,500 to invest in business with a partner who had a like amount. Jane saw the ad, and not knowing it's her own husband, answered it. Neither she nor Mr. Race have disclosed their names, but yesterday, Jane wrote that she'd like to meet the party. Neil Williams helped her with a letter. The scene now is the following afternoon in Neil's office at the newspaper. We find Jane and Neil together. Listen.
All you have to do is wait under the big arrow down on the first floor.
The big arrow, yeah.
I know the one, the arrow pointing the way to one ad department. It's on that big post in the center of the...
Yeah, I know where it is.
Well, you just stand there and wait till this guy comes along, that's all. You've got 15 minutes there, so you can wait up here if you like.
No, I'll go downstairs and wait. He might be early, so I better be early, too. I might as well show him that we're prompt. I hate people that are impromptu, and he might not like it either.
Yes, I guess we better make a good impression on him.
Why don't you come with me?
Oh, no. This is where I get off, Jane. I stuck my nose into this as far as I'm going to. From now on, you're on your own. If Ace knew about this, I wouldn't mind helping you out, but the way you're...
Well, I'm doing it for him.
I know, but you'll have to go it alone now, Jane.
Well, all you have to do is stand there with me and see what this man looks like. See if he really looks like he's got $7,500, that's all.
I'm afraid I wouldn't be a good judge of that, Jane. I could never tell.
You couldn't? Well, I could. I'll be able to tell if he's got money in a jitney.
Okay, then. You're on your own.
Oh, Neil, come on down. After all, you helped me this far.
You're quite welcome to what little help I've been able to give you to date. But from now on...
Well, would it be all right if after I meet the man I brought him up here and introduced you?
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, why not? The least you can do is be polite to somebody you've been writing letters to.
Well, okay, if you want to. You can bring him up.
All right, now that's better. I wonder what he's like. What do you think, Neil?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't even be able to guess.
I guess he's short. What do you guess?
What makes you guess that?
Oh, I don't know. I just picture him kind of short. I keep thinking of somebody like old man Woodley back home. He was short and had $7,500.
Never having known Mr. Woodley, I couldn't say it.
Oh, he was a rich millionaire back home. And a miser, old boy. He was such a tightrope, he wouldn't even pay anybody a dime to cut the grass in the summer or shovel the snow in the winter and vice versa. He did it himself, and every time...
That's very interesting, Jane, but if you're going to make a good impression on this prospective partner of Ace's, you'd better be getting down there.
Oh, yes. Well, good luck to me.
Good luck to you, Jane. And remember what I told you. Don't tell him too much. Just find out as much as you can before you give out any information about Ace.
I know exactly what I'm going to do.
Hello, Neil.
Well.
There.
Oh, hello, Jay. I didn't know you were here.
Yeah, what are you doing here?
Oh, nothing, but how about you?
Oh, nothing.
Well, Ace, sit down. Glad to see you.
Thanks. But, Jane, how did you happen to be downtown this afternoon? I thought you said something about having a lot of housework to do.
Oh, I just came down to say hello to Neil. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Where are you going now?
Oh, downstairs. I mean, I've got to go now.
But where are you?
She was just leaving, Ace, just as you came in. So long, Jane.
So long. Goodbye, dear.
Well, if you're going home, I might be able to take you if you hang around about a half hour or an hour.
No, thanks. I've got things to do. I'll see you at dinner.
Well, so long, Jane.
Bye.
Well, how long has she been here?
Jane, just got here. Just dropped in to say hello. Well, this is a pleasant surprise, you being here.
Well, I happen to be in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. That is, I've got some business to attend to around here. I'm a little early, I think. Is that clock right?
Yes, I think so.
Well, I've still got a few minutes. Mind if I wait here?
No, it's all right. Sit down.
Oh, go on with your work. I won't bother you. I'll just sit quietly here.
It's okay. I just want to look over here at these proofs. That'll only be a minute.
Go right ahead. There's a gold mine in the sky far away. We will find it, you and I, some sweet day.
Well, you're feeling pretty chipper, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess so. Well, Neil, what's new?
Oh, not much. How's the world treating you?
Oh, not very often.
No? How about your business? Decided on anything yet?
The business? Well, not exactly. I'm still looking.
I see. Well, you shouldn't have any trouble.
No, I don't think I should. In fact, with the aid of your paper here, I think I might be able to decide on something definite pretty soon.
With the aid of this paper?
Yes. I've been doing a little advertising.
Advertising?
Yeah.
Well, on behalf of my colleagues on the Post, I thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Any results?
Well, I don't know yet. I expect to know shortly.
What have you got for sale?
What?
What have you been advertising for sale? Real estate?
Oh, no, nothing like that. I've been more or less trying to sell myself.
What do you mean?
I've been running an ad in your paper looking for a partner to go into business with.
Been running... An ad?
Yes, and your paper pulls pretty good, I should say, judging from the replies I've got already.
Replies?
Of course, a lot of them are phonies, and it's up to me to separate the wheat from the chaff. That's what I'm here for now, going to do a little wheat separating this afternoon.
Just a second. Huh? Let me see if I got this straight. What kind of an ad are you running, did you say?
An ad, a blind ad. I want to go into some sort of business, and I want to find some reliable party with some money to invest. So as a precaution, I just stated that
Wait a minute. Money to invest?
Yes.
Could it be $7,500?
Yes, that's right. Oh, you saw the ad.
You want to put up $7,500 and you're looking for a partner to put up a like amount?
That's it. Oh, you must have seen it. Well, sure you did. I've had it in there almost a week now. And as I say, your paper certainly gets results. I don't know if they're all bona fide or not. Well, it did get results. I can show you the letters I've gotten.
You don't have to show me.
Well, what's the big... Well, if you don't believe me, you can come downstairs now and watch me meet one of the writers of one of those letters.
Under the big arrow leading to the one ad department?
Sure, that's just... Yes, I have it up... How did you know that? What is this? What's the matter with you? Oh, please, Neil, I'm a nervous man. If you've got some joke...
Sorry, Aso boy, but this is the richest thing I've ever seen. Jane just this minute went there. Wait till she finds out.
Did I hear Jane's name somewhere in that spasm of uncontrolled mirth?
Did you? You certainly did. Wait till I tell you this.
Well, I haven't time now.
Oh, yes, you have.
Listen, I've got business to attend to downstairs. I've got to meet a guy. Wait a minute. You didn't tell me how you knew where the appointment was to be held. How did you know?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Sit down.
Oh, I'm in a hurry. I can't sit down now.
Sit down, all right. Would you hear this?
Well, what is it?
That ad you've been running, that blind ad.
Yes, what about it?
Jane saw it.
Check. I thought you said something about Jane. Now, she doesn't know anything about this. I've kept this business a secret.
And that's where you made your big mistake. If you'd have told her...
Listen, I know just what she ought to be told and what she shouldn't.
You do?
Why, sure I do. What's the matter with... Oh, I haven't got time to wait here. I've got to meet this party downstairs. I'm due there now.
Yes, don't keep her waiting.
I won't, and I'll be back to find out just what it... Did you say keep her waiting?
That's exactly what I said. She's down there now.
I'm afraid to ask this question. Who's down there now?
Jane. She's the one that you've been corresponding with.
Who?
I thought you'd sit down. Jane saw the ad and saw in it a chance to find a partner for you to go into business with.
She saw the... Wait a minute. You mean to say
Take
that...
Take your time. It'll sink in.
But those letters... Well, she didn't...
I wrote them for her.
You?
Sure. She asked me to do her a favor. She was trying to help you find somebody, and she didn't know that you were running this ad. She saw it and brought it here for my advice. I thought she was running a risk when I'm butting into your business, but she insisted, and I helped her with the letters. You have been writing to each other, that's all.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
How does it feel to be going into partners with yourself?
Oh, stop it, will you? Here I wasted a better part of a week on nothing when I might have been answering some of those other letters.
And there she is waiting down there for you now.
Oh, will you?
Why don't you go down and meet her? You're late.
I'll meet her all right, but it'll be at home. And will I tell
at
her?
At home?
Yes.
Now, is that a nice impression to make on a prospective business partner? You're late. You better go on down and stand under the arrow and wait for her to come up and say,
Hello, Neil. Nobody. Are you sure I got the right arrow? There's another arrow right
Hello,
here.
Jane. Hey, come in. We got some news for you.
Well, I haven't got time now, you know.
Yes, I know. You don't have to go down there to meet the man. He's here.
Here? Where?
Right there. The dejected-looking gentleman about to swallow the cigar.
That's what?
That was your own husband's ad you were answering. Ace has been running that ad looking for a partner. You were corresponding with him. And he with you. The whole thing's a little mixed up, but it makes sense.
Dear, are you Box 24?
Yes, Box 18.
You?
You get it now, Jane?
Well, of all... And here I was waiting down there under that arrow. Well, if this isn't a comedy of arrows.
Right, Jane.
You, dear, you were the one that advertised for a partner with $7,500?
And you, of all people in this town, had to see the ad.
Only goes to show how far-reaching our paper is, my friend.
Another
thing it goes to show is that you should take your wife into your confidence once in a while.
I've had enough things messed up on account of that.
Well, there was a lot of messing done by not taking her into your confidence.
I'd rather not discuss it.
Well, of all people...
You said it.
What business business were you going into with me, dear?
None.
None? Well, I certainly wouldn't put up $7,500 for a thing like that.
Oh, you wouldn't?
I should say not. No wonder he didn't show up.
Who?
What?
Isn't this awful? What are you talking?
No, Tilden. I think this is getting a little more confusing than ever. Suppose we just try to laugh it off.
I don't see anything to laugh about.
You will in time.
Well, of all people...
Stop saying that, will you?
I can't get over it. You know, you're nothing like I pictured you.
What?
I thought you'd be short and sort of an old miser, but you're not short at all.
Oh, I'm not short at all.
Mr. Ace can say that Jane was nothing like he had pictured his prospective partner would be either. But we learn more about Mr. Ace's business venture when next we meet the Easy Aces.